Okay, so my first question is, what is the place and power of youth voice in the understanding of mental health issues, in your opinion?
Well, I work with a project that is trying to understand what the issues are for mental health issues for youth, and we are trying to initially capture that through a survey, asking them questions about their mental health and well-being, but then wanting to support schools and the youth to address the actions, or I guess the issues that are identified through the survey. So really having the youth then, once they've told us, you know, what their issues are, to help sort of identify what sort of responses could be to those issues.
And I did do some research, and I found out that one of your methods is through the Health and School Survey Planner.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any other methods that you use to triangulate this data?
That survey, we don't actually, or that Health Planner, we don't actually use ourselves. That's another project that. But no, in terms of us, it's just our survey out there, and then working with the schools and the communities to identify actions based on those results, which would probably, through those conversations, triangulate that information in a way.
And do you have any, what are your methods to use to follow up on this data once you collect it?
Well, we do provide reports that go back to the schools that participated and to participating school divisions. We also have supports on our website in a few of the theme areas, toolkits we call them. And then we have a grant process that we implemented after our first survey cycle. We plan to do that again after our second survey cycle. So that's open to schools and youth that want to apply for funding to address any issues they have.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.